Welcome to the very first episode, I guess episode zero, of the Brooks Rehabilitation Podcast. My name is Tracy Davis. I do digital marketing in the corporate marketing department.
I'm Michelle, and I work in the learning department at corporate.
And this is episode zero, so we are just going to give you guys a quick overview and the goals of what this podcast is, kind of the history of where this podcast is coming from. Brooks has never had a podcast before, so we want to let everyone know where this is coming from. This is going to kind of be out of left field for some people, but you know, audio is a really great medium to convey a lot of information. Hopefully, you guys will be able to listen while you're at the gym, while you're in the grocery store, while you're driving, places where you otherwise would be on your phone scrolling through some Instagram or blog or something. So we're really excited about this and using this medium to talk about Brooks and all the amazing things that we offer our patients in our communities. So just give a little bit of a background as to who we are so that people know in case we've never actually met them before. My name's Tracy Davis. I now work in our marketing department, but I started out in outpatient doing medical records as a medical records clerk. I started in 2005, and then I moved into the learning department where Michelle is at now, and I worked there for 5 years, and I did orientations there and Brooks University, among various other things, and then now, like I said, I'm in the marketing department, so I've been at Brooks for a total of 12 years. Michelle, tell everyone how you came into Brooks and how long you've been here.
I started as an intern in the learning department in 2016, and then got hired on full-time in 2017, and have been here since, and so, I love it.
2 years?
Yep, 2 years.
Yeah, so we just wanted everyone to kind of have an idea of who we are, so you're not just hearing random voices throughout the time. And again, I want to start this off, too, by saying that you can provide feedback to us, ideas for the podcast, things that you want to let us know, comments, questions, to podcast@brooksrehab.org. Michelle and I will both be checking that email. And please follow us if you're not following us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, at Brooks Rehab. That's the easiest way to find us. We post a lot of fun stuff on there, stuff about our patients, stuff about our employees. We've been in the news a lot lately for various reasons, so definitely follow us over there. And if you don't know a lot about Brooks, maybe you're someone listening. This podcast is intended to be internal and external, but maybe you're someone listening who does not actually work at Brooks. So I'm just going to read our mission statement because that kind of really drives a lot of who we are and will tell you a lot about us. To empower people to achieve their highest level of recovery and participation in life through excellence in rehabilitation. So, you know, in my 12 years here, every big business decision that's going to affect our employees and our patients, I really see that being the filter that everything goes through to empower people to achieve their highest levels of recovery. So that's our goals. You know, patients are our number one goals. And the goal of this podcast is definitely is patient focused as well. And Michelle actually had the idea for this podcast through the Leadership Challenge, which is a 12-week course, leadership course that is taught by our learning department. And at the end of that, they have to come up with a change project, which is some form of process improvement, which helps processes for our employees or for our patients and kind of fills a gap somewhere. So Michelle, tell everyone why you chose the podcast as your change project.
So I sit in on 90-day meetings with Michael and Doug, and that's where we invite employees that have been with Brooks for 90 days, new hires. And they're invited to sit with Michael and Doug, and we could go over two things. What's been going well your first 90 days, and what would you change if you were the CEO?
Right.
And we've gotten a lot of feedback from employees that they aren't aware of what Brooks offers. So that could be our community programs, our different divisions, they're not aware of what we offer.
Right. So we want our employees that are all over our organization to be able to know the different things that our organization offers. And sometimes even if it's not something that we offer, but we want everyone to at least be able to help that patient in whatever way. If there's a program, if they have a special condition or a diagnosis or something like that, and Brooks offers something to help them, every employee needs to know about these things. Just like Adaptive Sports is always the one that comes to mind. You know, if you have a patient, they need to stay active in their life now that they've had a traumatic experience of some sort. You know, we don't want them to go and sit home on the couch and be lonely and things like that. And Adaptive Sports does amazing things for them. So we want that. We want all employees to know about Adaptive Sport. So yeah, it's a great idea. Michelle came to us in the marketing department, and I love audio. I've been listening to podcasts for a very long time and always thought it would be fun to start a podcast. So this is a perfect opportunity to use my nerdiness with computers and audio equipment and all that kind of thing. So I'm really excited for this. We have a lot of ideas for different people to talk to. From around Brooks, we have a lot of different departments that are very interesting, business lines, different people that are very interesting. We want to get to know our doctors and our leaders and, just all kinds of people and programs at Brooks. So again, that's why we created that email at podcast@brooksrehab.org for people to send in ideas. At Brooks, we have a lot of offerings for our patients and their family members. So there's so many different programs. We're not going to boil it down to every single one of them. Our website, it does a really good job of listing out everything and really giving you a full picture of Brooks at brooksrehab.org. But as a whole, kind of the big buckets is we have an inpatient rehabilitation hospital. We have an outpatient rehabilitation business line that goes through multiple counties all across Florida, as well as home health business line. And then we have two aging services campuses. So we have University Crossing, which is at Beach and University right here at our corporate and inpatient location, and they are a skilled nursing facility. And then we have Bartram, which is across from Baptist Beaches on 95. They have a skilled nursing facility, an assisted living facility, and then a memory care greenhouses. That's two homes there for patients with varying levels of dementia. We have Halifax at Daytona and Halifax Hospital. They are a center for inpatient rehabilitation. There's a lot of different departments and different offerings that we have that fall underneath one of those. And we're excited to talk to a lot of them. And, things like Adaptive Sports, our Brooks Concussion Program, our Low Vision Rehabilitation. We have therapy dogs at Brooks. Maybe we could talk to a therapy dog at some point. That would be fun. That'd probably be more of a visual. We have just so many things, pediatrics. I mean, just so many things to talk to. So again, that's why we want people to send in ideas. And if you're an employee and you want to be on the podcast and talk about what you do in your business line and your department, email us at podcast@brooksrehab.org. So I feel like I've said we're excited a lot, but we are excited to do this and have some fun guests on the podcast and just have fun with this. That's what I want. And our goal is to have one out a month. That's the goal that we're setting. And then if possible, we would like to start doing more than that. So it's just going to depend on, schedules and things like that. But we definitely want to commit to at least one a month. And this podcast is shareable. Like I said, you can send it to people inside of Brooks, outside of Brooks, get anybody to listen. And I think that's it. So thank you for listening. Say goodbye, Michelle.
Goodbye, Michelle. We are excited.
I figured you were going to say that.